Now Jason Castro going out to the mound. I think there's an issue here with McCullers. James Reddy, assistant athletic trainer, will come out.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
And we're going to get some medical attention here as McCullers will be looked at by James Reddy.
Looks like they're going to take him out. Yeah, he's handing the ball over to Jason Castro, and that's going to do it for McCullers.
So Lance McCullers coming out of this game with an apparent injury after 4 2/3 innings. To say that's not good news for the Astros is a vast understatement.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros with a loss yesterday against Toronto, but more significant loss than the game was Lance McCullers coming out of the game after 4 2/3 innings, going on the disabled list today with elbow discomfort, and had been pitching very well yesterday and leading up to that start, so obviously never something you want to see.
Yeah, no, it's always an awful experience to go out and have any of your players walk off with a trainer, and especially a pitcher as dominant as Lance has been. I knew it wasn't good when he was uncomfortable. Tests are showing that it's an elbow sprain, so we've got some rehab to do. But you know, there is a downer moment there when your guy who all he wants to do is compete, and it's a close game, and he wants to be there for his teammates, but his body fails him.
So what's the plan for McCullers? Is it a rest period at this point?
Yeah, it's a couple weeks of no throwing, and let all the inflammation cool down. He won't pick up a ball for a couple weeks, and we'll see how that takes to him. And you know, after that, it's going to be. We'll have to read and react based on how he feels. You know, we'd like to get him in an ideal world a couple weeks of downtime, and then it'll take a build-up process to test his arm again. He'll get reevaluated. He'll see doctors all the time. It's what we do here. But we're just not going to know how the rest period goes until we actually do it.
Well, the good news is you had Joe Musgrove follow him, and in his big league debut, 4 1/3 scoreless innings, retired the first 10 batters he faced, and 8 strikeouts, setting a big league record for strikeouts for a reliever in his major league debut, and just impressive against a good lineup.
Yeah, he was remarkable, and to do that, having to warm up on the field in front of everybody, yeah. to really be ambushed with his opportunity. I mean, he didn't know he was going to come in at that point. He probably thought he was going to be passed by because Lance was getting towards the middle of the game, but he came in, showed great maturity, used all his pitches, had a ton of strikeouts. Made some really good hitters look uncomfortable, and looks very promising given how his career started.
Meanwhile, making some roster moves today with Doug Fister going on the paternity list and McCullers going on the disabled list. James Hoyt, you'd announced yesterday that he was going to be here today and activated, and he's activated, having a great year at AAA as the closer down there, and Brad Peacock coming up to take McCullers' spot. How do you expect to use those two?
You know, Peacock will go into the long relief role in that's usually filled by Davinsky and Feliz Feldman when he was here. We needed some length here with the long game, with as many games as we have in a row. Having some length in case we needed, you know, a big win would be nice to use him in a game like that. He's got some experience. He's been pitching very well in AAA. Hoyt will be more in the middle relief role. I'd like to get his major league debut out of the way and then see how he fits into our bullpen. He's got a ton of strikeouts in the minors. He's gotten lefties out, gotten righties out. In order to utilize him, we got to take a look at him and see what happens.
With Hoyt, I mean, he's a guy who maybe could have even been up here sooner, but your bullpen had been pitching so well, there really wasn't a spot for him.
Yeah, he was like our 26th guy in spring training. He was going to make our team. We ended up going with Michael Feliz as the length rather than take Hoyt. He'd earned his opportunity to make our opening day roster. And as it turns out, it took all the way till August to get him to the big leagues. He pitched his tail off in AAA. Tony DeFrancisco had always told me every time, who's the best guy? It's Hoyt. Who's the best guy? It's Hoyt. We've been healthy, knock on wood, and we've been able to stay with our guys. But now that he's here, we'd like to get his feet wet and see if the dynamic pitches that he shows in the minor leagues will play up here in the big leagues.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
The inaugural season for the Colt 45s was an unqualified success. They not only finished the year ahead of their expansion rivals, the Mets, but they also beat the Cubs, who had been around for almost 100 years. On this day in that 1962 season, Carl Warwick, the pride of TCU, had one of his best days on the diamond as the Colts beat the Cardinals 8-3. 3 at Sportsman Park in St. Louis. Warwick hit a two-run double off Bob Gibson in the first. He singled in the second. In the fourth, he touched Gibson for a two-run homer. Luckily for him, he wasn't facing Gibby the next time he came up and hit another double to finish the day 4-4 with 3 runs scored and 4 RBIs. The last time he came up, he was intentionally walked.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Many of the 24,000 plus getting to their feet, showing their support for the rookie right-hander making his big league debut. 3-2 to Toley. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a breaking ball. 8 strikeouts for Joe Musgrove in his big league debut. An impressive 4 1/3 innings. He strands a pair in the ninth.
Hey, everybody. Steve Sparks back with Astro Launch, and my guest today, who made his major league debut, it was Joe Musgrove. And it was a great performance. Hey, way to set the bar low, Joe.
Thank you, Steve.
You know, it was a different circumstance, obviously, and you don't want your buddy Lance McCullers to go down, but you got an opportunity to go out there without having to think. And we were just speaking of that just a moment ago. Maybe it helped you a little bit just going out there, and you weren't expecting it. You didn't have time to get nervous.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it is very unfortunate that, you know, the circumstances were the way they were with Lance going down. But, you know, that, you know, me coming out of the pen is new for me to begin with. And then, you know, a situation like that happens. I just stood up and started, you know, moving around and getting loose. And CB goes, you know, they're checking out Lance. You might want to think about getting loose.
Yeah.
Phone rings. I'm heading out within 20, 30 seconds, you know. So it went pretty fast. But, yeah, you know, I didn't have much time to sit in the pen and warm up and start thinking about, you know, my stuff and, you know, how to go at the guys. I just kind of went out there, got as loose as I could in the amount of time I had and went after them, you know.
Was there any point where you're thinking, oh, my gosh, this is the Blue Jays. Hey, this is Edwin Encarnacion. This is Jose Bautista. Any of that going on in your mind?
No, man. I mean, since the day I got traded, I've dreamed about, you know, getting a chance to come up and hopefully face them. And, you know, to make my debut against them was even more special. So, you know, I obviously know the threat, you know, that lineup has. So, you know, I just went out there and I said, you know, it can't go bad if I give them my best, you know. So,
what did it feel like in between innings? Was your mind wandering a little bit, or were you staying pretty focused? I mean, it's tough, man. Making your debut, you got to be some weird things going through your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I try to throw a towel over my head, try to just beat it myself, and kind of take a few deep breaths and try to calm myself down. You know, it's more anxiety and anxiousness running through your system than anything. So, you know, try to calm myself down a little bit, but try to keep that edge and just go out there in a situation like a 2-1 game like that. You know, I'm trying to keep us in the game as much as I can and, you know, not allow any runs to come in. So it was pretty intense. The feeling was awesome.
Have you had an adrenaline rush like that in your entire life? I mean, obviously going in there, it's your debut, but it's also a very close game. You did a great job keeping the team in the game, but pretty emotional out there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, coming in out of the pen and having to go straight out of the stretch, something I'm not used to, start with the runner on base, you know, all things I'm not, you know, really used to. So, something new for me, but, you know, I felt good after, like I said, after that first batter got out of the way. I felt pretty comfortable in there.
Talking with Joe Musgrove, made his debut last night. How many text messages did you get after that? Was it just crazy? Twitter, all the stuff, right?
I'm still trying to catch up to get back to everybody. You know, I put in as many calls and replied to as many as I could last night, but tried to get some rest so I can get in and get some work done today. So I'm still working on getting back to people.
Was your mom crying? Did you get a chance to talk to her? She had to be bawling, huh?
Yeah, I called my parents afterwards, and I was excited. And they're like, hey, man, you know, I had to go. We couldn't get it on TV here. You know, I didn't get a chance to see it. And I was like, you kidding me? So, no, they were really happy, man. My grandmas, you know, both my grandmas, my aunts, everybody was at home watching, and they were all very happy for me.
Reverse gears, just for a moment, with Joe Musgrove. I read an article about you, and Jane Hansen wrote a good article in What the Heck Bobby, her blog site. And one of the things that you mentioned to her was tap dancing at the Del Mar County Fair when you were a kid with your sisters, and you said you nailed it. Tell me about the tap dancing background.
Yeah, we have a big theater background in my family. The elementary school me and my sisters went to was a performing arts school, so we did a lot of acting and a lot of theater and a lot of singing and tap, you know, all these things that were performing arts type things. So I think that helped me come out of my shell a little bit, maybe a little lighter on my feet. But, you know, we got introduced to tap dancing through my sisters, and I don't know how my mom convinced me to get started with it, but she did. So I did it for a couple months, and we went and did a performance at the Del Mar Fair. And I remember, and I'll never forget it, I was the only one out of me and my two sisters that didn't mess up. You know, I nailed it perfectly. So
with that, you have one of the best pickoff moves in baseball, I would assume.
Yeah. And I went for it last night. Didn't get the call or, you know, didn't get the out, but, you know, I attempted it at least.
Joe Musgrove, very happy for you. Congratulations on a great debut. Many more for you. I hope you're here for a long time. So thanks for catching up.
Thanks, Losty.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.